In his new book, The Price of Inequality, the Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz argues that the United States is approaching a level of inequality which marks what he calls dysfunctional societies, and he lists some examples of those: Iran, Jamaica, Uganda, and the Philippines. So, after Thursday's decision by the US Supreme Court to back President Obama's controversial healthcare reforms, is Joseph Stiglitz feeling more cheerful?
Well, it's certainly a move in the right direction. One of the things I point out in my book is that the United States has the highest level of inequality of any of the advanced industrial countries. Life prospects of a child are more dependent on that of the income and education of his parents than in any of the other advanced countries for which there's data. But the inequality is manifested in virtually every dimension. But one of the dimensions in which it's manifested is health. Life expectancy of the poor are much lower than that of the rest of the country. In fact, they're poorer than many developing and emerging markets. And the reason for that is our healthcare system. And so Obamacare is an important attempt to make sure that everybody has access to healthcare.
So when Americans refer to their country as the land of opportunity, they are out of date, are they?
They're very much out of date. You know, yes, there are immigrants who make it. There are people who make it from the bottom to the top. But the chances, the likelihood in the United States are actually lower than in the UK or the Scandinavian countries. And actually, the chances in the UK are much lower than in the other countries in Europe.
And we're talking about countries where the government, the state, has more of a role in people's lives?
There is more of a safety net, more of a system of social protection, and more educational opportunity.
You are noticeably critical about President Obama. I mean, the last few lines of your book are pretty stark. 4 years ago, there was a moment where most Americans had the audacity to hope. Of course, that's the title of Audacity of Hope, Obama's book. Trends more than a quarter of the century in the making might have been reversed. Instead, they have worsened during the 4 years of President Obama's time in the White House.
That's right. In 2010, just to give you, illustrate how bad things have gotten, 93% of all the growth that occurred in the United States went to the upper 1%. The people in the middle, the people at the bottom, their incomes have been declining.
Does that show the actually, perhaps America doesn't want to change? Actually, if this opportunity was there and still nothing changed, perhaps it shows something different, that perhaps America is inevitably going to be a land of inequality.
It illustrates, I think, economic inequality inevitably becomes translated into political inequality, at least at the scale of economic inequality that we have in the United States, and in a country where campaign contributions, lobbying, play the role that it does. And that is really another one of the costs of inequality. Our democracy is being put into peril.
Even if the majority of people recognize that there is a lack of morality, a lack of trust at the very top amongst this 1%, how do you persuade those 1% to change?
When you tax speculators at a lower rate, when you tax people who go about destroying jobs at a lower rate than those who create jobs, then you're going to have an economic system that does not work well. And that's precisely the point of the book, that we are paying a high price for this inequality that we've been creating, and that we could have lower inequality and more economic growth. As it becomes more widely understood, there will be more political pressure. More widely understood that a lot of the income at the top doesn't come from people making a greater contribution from society, but from people at the top taking advantage of their political influence to take a larger share of the pie, and doing so diminish the size of the pie.
Okay, I just want to end our interview with a couple of some very quick questions, just yes or no answers, really. Do you think Mitt Romney will become president?
No.
Trickle-down economics, is it dead?
It clearly doesn't work. Growth at the top has not trickled down to the rest of society. If it did, the rest of society would be doing very well.
But is it dead?
Those on the right are going to continue to talk about trickle-down economics. It has no intellectual basis.
Greece, will it leave the euro? Yes or no, do you think?
Very high probability.
Almost a yes there. And that was Joseph Stiglitz, the Nobel Prize-winning economist.